The book of Revelation in your Bible is one of the most mysterious books you've ever read, but it also reveals the future of the world in the 21st century. The great prophets of the Bible also reveal major prophetic events that are soon to shock the world. Do you know what lies ahead? The Bible reveals the sequence and signs you need to watch. Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames covers prophetic milestones ahead. And now, Richard Ames.
Greetings to all our friends around the world. Bible prophecy reveals the future of the world and your future as well. Billions of people around the world have no clue as to their future and the future of planet Earth. But my friends, a loving God wants you to know His plan for the world, and He wants you to understand the sequence of prophetic events revealed in your Bible. The good news is, tomorrow's world will soon produce peace and prosperity for all nations on earth. That's because the kingdom of God, under the rulership of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will govern planet Earth. But there are major prophetic events that must occur first. We've already experienced World War I and World War II. Millions died, and the Holocaust demonstrated man's inhumanity to man. On August 6th and August 9th, 1945, the incredible power of the atomic bomb devastated Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan. Both cities were virtually vaporized in a matter of seconds. Bible prophecy reveals that there will soon be a World War III involving all nations. On today's program, we'll discuss the prophetic milestones revealed in your Bible, and we'll be offering you a free, exciting booklet that will open your eyes to the future. It's titled, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. Be sure to write down the phone number and address to order your free copy. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. The book of Revelation reveals prophetic milestones and our ultimate glorious future. It also outlines the prophetic events leading up to the return of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. The book of Revelation features mysterious symbols. What do they mean? Let's look at one example. If you have a Bible, turn to the last book, the book of Revelation or the Apocalypse. Turn to Revelation 6. Here, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, opens the first of seven mysterious seals. The author of the book, the Apostle John, writes what he sees. Here are the famous four horsemen of the Apocalypse. Chapter 6 reveals amazing events that lie just ahead of us. As Jesus loosens each seal from the scroll, the Apostle John sees in vision four horses and their riders. Revelation 6 and verse 2. And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went out conquering and to conquer. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, Come and see. Another horse, fiery red, went out. And it was granted to one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, Come and see. So I looked, and behold, a black horse. And he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, A quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil in the wine. When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, Come and see. So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him. And power was given to them over a fourth of the earth, to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. What do these horses and their riders symbolize? One of the basic principles for understanding Bible prophecy is, the Bible interprets itself. In this case, Jesus himself tells us the meaning of the four horsemen, as we'll see later. But first, turn in your Bible to Revelation 1 and verse 1. Jesus the Revelator wants us to understand this book. Notice the purpose of the book, Revelation 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants things which must shortly take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. Jesus states that we should know things that must shortly come to pass. Now notice this blessing pronounced on those who seriously study this book of Revelation. Verse 3, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. My friends, are you missing out on one of God's greatest spiritual blessings? God promises that you will be blessed if you read, hear, and keep the truths revealed in this book of Revelation. Again, our free booklet, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled, will help you in your study of Bible prophecy. Now, since Jesus is the Revelator, did he reveal the meaning of the four horsemen and the riders? Yes, he did. He gave an outline of prophetic events in the Olivet Prophecy, and that's found in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. These prophetic events explain the four horsemen in the book of Revelation. Listen to what he predicted in Matthew 24. Jesus' disciples wanted to know the sign of his coming. He stated in Matthew 24 and verse 4, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. Now, what do the four horsemen symbolize? The famous four horsemen of the apocalypse symbolize, in order, false Christs and false religion, war and its devastating effects, famines that normally follow on the heels of war, and pestilences and disease that follow after famine. My friends, there are shocking times ahead for the whole world. We need to be prepared for them. These four horsemen will cause devastation all over the earth. Again, notice the pale horse of Revelation 6 and verse 8. So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him. And power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. Yes, there have always been wars, famines, and disease. But the four horsemen will intensify their ride in the years ahead, and we'll see record deaths and casualties. Not only will major wars cause devastation, but terrorism in its evil form will intensify. Today, the United States and other nations are at war against terrorism. On September 11, 2001, terrorists flew hijacked airliners into New York's World Trade Center and into the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. Thousands of Americans and internationals were killed in the attacks. Today, suicide bombers and terrorists are committed to kill and destroy. Will we continue to experience the dangers of terrorism, war, destruction, and death around the world? Bible prophecy predicts deadly trends for the future. As we've seen, the first four seals of Revelation are the four horsemen of the apocalypse. What's the next event? What does the fifth seal reveal? We'll answer that question in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this exciting free booklet, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. The book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse, is a mystery to most people. But you can understand its secrets and its symbols. There are keys that unlock the mystery of Revelation. This booklet gives you those keys and reveals the prophetic milestones that lie ahead. You need to understand the sequence of prophetic events. The book of Revelation reveals your future and the future of the world. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free booklet, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. Just ask for the booklet on Revelation.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 1-800-282-2827. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that Bible prophecy reveals a sequence of events leading up to the return of the Messiah. Now we come to the fifth seal. Here we see the martyrdom of true Christians predicted, Revelation 6 and verse 9. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Again, the Revelator, Jesus Christ, tells us about this event in Matthew 24, verse 9. He tells his disciples, "Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake." My friends, genuine Christians will be persecuted, even as they are now in many locations around the world. We must come to be close to God and walk by faith, as Jesus said in Luke 21, verse 17, "And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head shall be lost. By your patience you shall possess your souls." Now, before we go on to the sixth seal described in Revelation 6, let's get an overview of the seven seals on this chart. The first seal of Revelation is the white horse of deception. The second seal, the red horse of war. The third seal, the black horse of famine. The fourth seal, the pale horse of pestilence. The fifth seal, martyrdom and great tribulation. The sixth seal, heavenly signs, which will shock people all over the world. What are these heavenly signs? Let's turn to Revelation 6, verse 12. "I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place." Not only will asteroids and meteorites frighten people, but massive earthquakes will also shake the earth. As the Apostle John saw in vision, every mountain and island was moved out of its place. If you've ever experienced a strong earthquake, as many of us have in California, you know how frightening earthquakes can be. The heavenly signs introduce the day of the Lord, the time of God's wrath and judgment on an unthankful, rebellious world. Jesus Christ, the Lamb, will be wrathful. He'll execute God's righteous judgments. The day of the Lord here in Revelation 6, verse 17, is called the great day of his wrath. Turn in your Bible to Revelation, the 8th chapter. Here the seventh seal is opened, and we find that the seventh seal of Revelation, the day of the Lord, comprises seven trumpet judgments or plagues. Revelation 8 and verse 1. "When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about a half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets." The trumpets give us warning. They announce seven plagues or judgments. Let's understand. The seven seals of Revelation reveal end time trends and events. The seventh seal represents the day of the Lord, and that's 1 year long. And the seventh seal represents the seven trumpets. The seventh trumpet represents the seven last plagues. As we'll see later, the seventh trumpet itself consists of the seven last plagues mentioned in Revelation 15 and verse 1. The last three trumpet plagues are called woes. The word woe is an exclamation of grief. Revelation 8 and verse 13. "And I looked, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven saying with a loud voice, 'Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the remaining blast of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound.'" The first woe, or the fifth trumpet plague, is described in chapter 9. The fifth angel sounds a trumpet that begins a military action that lasts 5 months. The second woe, or the sixth trumpet plague, is pictured with symbols of horses and horsemen. Here we see an intense military counterattack. Revelation 9 and verse 12. One woe is past. Behold, still two more woes are coming after these things. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. An army of 200 million drives across the Euphrates River and destroys one-third of the earth's population. Revelation 9 and verse 15. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions. And out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed. By the fire, and the smoke, and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. My friends, this is describing world war. And this phase of World War III will kill billions of people. Yes, Jesus said that unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. Otherwise, all life on earth would be destroyed. Then the seventh angel sounds, the seventh trumpet. For Christians, the sounding of the seventh trumpet is good news because it announces the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth and the return of Jesus Christ. We all need to be preparing for that time. Revelation 11 and verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Notice verse 18. How will the world react? The nations were angry, and your wrath is come. The seventh trumpet is also called the third woe. Why? Because it also signals the seven last plagues. This is an intense fulfillment of the day of God's wrath and judgment on rebellious nations. Revelation 15 and verse 1. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete. Let's understand. There are three prophetic milestones leading up to Christ's return. They are, one, the Great Tribulation, two, the heavenly signs, and three, the Day of the Lord. These three events cover a period of about 3.5 years. There are over 30 prophecies in your Bible referring to the Day of the Lord. Isaiah 34:8 and Isaiah 63:4 show that the Day of the Lord in end time prophecy, the time preceding the second coming, is a period of 1 year. You might want to write down those references, Isaiah 34:8 and Isaiah 63:4. The book of Revelation reveals four ongoing events that continue for 3.5 years. Let's take a look at this chart. These 3.5 years lead up to the very second coming of Christ. They include the Great Tribulation, the heavenly signs, and the Day of the Lord. The first of four ongoing prophetic events during these 3.5 years is revealed in Revelation 11. The Apostle John was given a vision of the temple in Jerusalem. He writes in Revelation 11, verse 1, then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. The first event in our chart is Revelation 11, verse 2, is Jerusalem is trodden down for 42 months. Remember that the gospel writer Luke describes the takeover of Jerusalem in Luke 21, verses 20 through 24. The second event on our chart is revealed in Revelation 11 and verse 3. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. God will witness to the world through these two prophets for about 3.5 years. Notice the power that God gives them. Revelation 11, verse 5. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. and if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy, and they have power over waters to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. The second event on our chart is the two witnesses prophesy for 1260 days. Notice that right after their death and resurrection, the seventh trumpet sounds announcing the rulership of Christ over the kingdoms of this earth. That's in verse 15, as we read previously. We'll cover the last two events on our chart in the final part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you an exciting free booklet that will open your eyes to the book of Revelation. It's titled Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. The apocalypse is rich with symbols. Revelation 13 describes a beast with seven heads and ten horns. Revelation 17:3 describes a woman riding the beast. The Apostle John writes, "And I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. Who are they, and what do they symbolize?" This free booklet will give you the answer. You need to know the secrets and symbols of Revelation. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. This booklet also includes a chart showing the relationship of the seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the seven bowls, or the last seven plagues. This booklet will help you to understand the prophetic milestones that lie ahead. Just ask for the booklet on Revelation.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
We've just seen two of the end time events leading up to Christ's return. Jerusalem is trodden down for 42 months. The two witnesses prophesy for 1,260 days, followed by the seventh trumpet. The third event on our chart is revealed in Revelation 12:13. God takes his church to a place in the wilderness. As you'll come to understand biblical symbolism, a woman is symbolic of the church. Read Ephesians 5, verses 25 through 32, for example. Revelation 12, verse 13. "Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the presence of the serpent. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth." The third event on our chart is the church in the wilderness, where she will be for 3.5 years. In biblical language, a time is a year. Times is 2 years. So the total time that the woman or the church is in the wilderness is 3.5 years. Notice the characteristics of the true church, verse 17. "And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." Frankly, my friends, as you see here in verse 17, those who teach that the commandments of God are done away are not a part of the true church, according to your Bible. What else happens over this period of 3.5 years leading up to the second coming of Christ? Turn in your Bible to Revelation 13 and verse 1. The Apostle John writes what he sees in vision. "Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. This beast represents the end time revival of the Roman Empire. Today's free booklet will give you more understanding of this mysterious beast. Notice that this beast power continues for 42 prophetic months. This beast has persecuted true Christians and will again persecute true Christians. Called here in Revelation, the saints. Revelation 13 and verse 3. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, Who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And he was given authority to continue for 42 months. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. It was granted him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. The fourth event on our chart is the beast continues for 42 months in its second fulfillment. My friends, you need to watch events in Europe. You'll eventually see a new superpower that will rival the United States and eventually surpass the United States. On today's program, we've identified prophetic milestones, events, and trends you need to watch for. You need to read the book of Revelation from beginning to end, and you need to pray for God's kingdom to come. Faithful Christians will live and reign with Christ for 1,000 years, as it tells us in Revelation 20, verse 6. And after that comes the wonderful white throne judgment, followed by the lake of fire that will purify the earth. Then God will create the new heaven and new earth. Faithful Christians will inherit the awesome universe. Revelation 21 and verse 7. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. You need to be ready for the future. You need to understand the sequence of prophetic events. Read the prophecies in your Bible, and be sure to request our free booklet on the book of Revelation. Roderick Meredith, John O'Gwynn, and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So join us again next week right here at the same time.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. All the literature offered on today's program can be ordered absolutely free off our website at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.